Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Now, set your listening buddy to the side and let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels in water. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your water. It is in a warm and cozy pool outside. The sun is shining on the water, inviting you in. You step into the pool and sit down in the clear, clean water. The water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they are floating in the water. Do you feel water slip, sliding between your toes? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax as you feel the warm water in the pool gently rock your body back and forth, back and forth. Now, focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the water and breathe like a dragon in and out. The soft water carries you and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to flow between them. Each finger is massaged by the water's movement. Your hands relax in the warm water. Your body is light and calm, floating on the soft water. Now think about your arms. How do they feel? Are they warm or cool? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the water and feel them soften. Breathe, like a dragon, in and out. The water holds your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now, think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the water sway your head from side to side as your head rests in the water. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, you relax even more, allowing the water to support your body. Now, feel your whole body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the water rock you back and forth, back and forth. Enjoy the cozy hug of the water as you float on the surface. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Gloomy Day Fun. It was a gloomy afternoon on Awe Island. The sun was shining behind the clouds, of course, but nobody on the island could see it because there were too many clouds in the way. It wasn't really cold, but the air was heavy, as if the clouds wanted to rain down on the ground below, but just weren't quite ready yet. The world just felt a little dreary, and as if everything was just waiting for something. Serena and her friends were sleeping on some big rocks in the water, not far from the shoreline. They had felt listless in the morning and had decided to take a nap. Now, the tide was starting to come in, and the water rose higher and higher against the rocks until at last, suddenly, a wave swept up over the rock and all over Serena's body. Serena woke up with a start as the cold water hit her, her eyes opening wide. "Oof," she said in surprise. But then she giggled. After all, she had thick, warm fur, and the cold water didn't bother her. "The tide's coming in, everyone. Let's play," she said loudly. After such a nice nap, Serena felt feisty, even if the weather was gloomy. She wanted to have some fun with her friends, so she nudged some of them, saying, wake up, let's play. But they didn't seem to want to move. Her friend Salvador just groaned and rolled over onto his other side. "No, it's gloomy," he said. "Good day to nap." The rock on which he was sleeping was higher than Serena's, so the tide hadn't caused any waves to hit his body yet. But Serena knew it was only a matter of time before he too would be soaked by the waves. Then he'd wake up for sure, she thought to herself, smiling. But Serena wasn't going to wait for him to wake up to have some fun by herself. "Well, I don't care if it's gloomy, Salvador," she replied. "It's not like it's raining or anything. Not yet, anyway. I'm not going to just wait around until maybe it rains," she replied. "I'm going to play. You can join me when you're ready." With that, the little graceful sea lion jumped, nose first, off the edge of her rock and into the rising waters. She jumped so gracefully that she didn't even make any splashes. Then she gave her body a mighty push through the water, rolling her body around, enjoying the feeling of the ocean against her fur. Serena dove down deeper into the water, down to the rocks where Tanya Sea Turtle and her family lived. Serena thought it would be nice to say hi to her friend Tanya. But Tanya wasn't home. Serena guessed she was probably out exploring the deeper waters offshore. Lately, Serena knew Tanya had been allowed to swim farther and farther out to sea. With another thrust of her flippers, Serena popped back up at the top of the water. She felt bored. She wanted someone to play with. The little sea lion decided to get the attention of her friends. After all, they had been sleeping long enough, she thought. And they would be woken by the rising waters soon enough anyway. Serena started to bark loudly. Salvador grunted again and rolled over, and some of her other friends raised their heads a little, but still didn't move. Serena was going to have to work a little harder to wake them up, she realized. Soon, with all her might, she threw her body up onto the rock, landing right on top of Salvador. "Oof," he said. "Oof," she said. Salvador started to laugh, and so did Serena. For a few moments, they rolled around together, lightly nipping at each other's noses and ears. Soon, some of the other sea lions, hearing the commotion, joined in and began to play. They all started barking and laughing loudly. Then Salvador said, "Okay, Serena, fine. We're awake now. That's what you wanted, right?" Now let's go play. Hooray, said Serena. Finally, let's go. Serena led the group of friends into the water, this time with a giant splash. Salvador and their other friends dove in after her. Serena was swimming really fast, and they were having a hard time catching up. She rolled around onto her back, looking back at Salvador. Try to catch me, she called out, smiling, and then started swimming out to sea as quickly as she could. Salvador laughed and shouted back, "Oh, I will!" He began swimming furiously, racing past their other friends, trying to catch up with Serena. They both swam as fast as they could for several minutes, but finally, with a giant pull of his flippers, Salvador caught up to Serena. By this time, they were both laughing so hard, it was hard to keep swimming. They began to chase each other in a circle until they began to feel dizzy and had to stop. By this time, their other friends had caught up with them and joined them in their play. Together, the friends dove deep into the water and then back up to the surface. At the surface, they poked up their noses above the water to grab big gulps of air. Then they dove back down, doing somersaults to see who could roll the fastest. It was so much fun. They played like this for several hours. They didn't notice or care that the sky was gray and dull. They had such fun that they didn't notice the sky was getting darker and darker until suddenly it started to rain. As the rain increased, so did the wind, and the waves around them started to get bigger. We'd better get home now, shouted Salvador. Serena and the others agreed, and they headed back toward the shoreline. As they got closer, they heard a giant roar. Salvador's father was telling them the weather was getting too bad and they needed to come home. We know, Dad, shouted Salvador. We're coming. Soon, all the sea lions arrived back at the shoreline where their families were waiting. It was time to sleep for a while, at least until the rain ended. Serena, Salvador, their friends, and their families snuggled close to each other to keep warm. Serena placed her head on top of Salvador's and yawned. The little sea lion felt thankful for the warmth of her friends and family. She felt thankful that in the end, the gloomy day was actually a really fun day. Thanks to her friends. Most of all, she felt thankful that all the sea lions always stayed together as one big family. Serena took a deep dragon breath, in and out. She closed her eyes and took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Sigh. then, finally, she took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And she fell asleep, dreaming of swimming and laughing in the waters with her friends. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Ah Wei Island. See you next time.